Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
So we've done a pretty good job about not talking about politics, even though it's election day here. In a couple of seconds, we're going to be doing our political attack ads for each other. Immediately when we said to you guys, look, we're not talking about politics. You know, we want this to be a safe haven. You guys are like, that's fine. But you got to bring back your political attack ads for each other. So we'll play those in just a couple of minutes.
Duh, how could we not?
Right? I will just say this also, and I'm having a hard time staying with my own rule about not talking about politics, just making some observations.
Yeah, you are.
I am today. It makes it so difficult to see the other person's side now. And I think a lot of this has to do with social media. Get so caught up in one algorithm, yeah. Right? If you just click on one video, that it starts feeding you the same stuff that when you've got friends that don't see the world the same way you do, their view is so different that I've tried to break the algorithm and specifically like search for things that I normally wouldn't to get the other side. And you can't even do it.
I've tried to do the same exact thing because it's so dangerous. Like, if you don't realize that you're being fed the information that you already have, you don't even realize how you're not getting both sides. And it's practically impossible, I think, to break the algorithm.
Prime example of this, I was on social media yesterday. I'm on Instagram and I'm like checking everybody's Insta stories, right? And they just roll from one right into the next one. Mm-hmm. So there's one friend posting a story about ballots and it obviously had one skew, and then the very next slide was a different friend posting the same story about the ballots, but a completely different skew. And I'm just like, which one's right?
Yeah, and it feels to me in a lot of cases now, there's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide to get anything objective at all. You got to watch this network, and they're clearly for one candidate. Then you got to watch the other network where they are clearly for a candidate, and there are very few places to go that are having free thinking debate where you can go, oh, okay, I can see that point, because I know I have some friends that I really consider very, very smart people, and they see the world so differently than I am lately. I'm just like, I don't trust my own instinct anymore because I know they're smarter than I am.
And what something that kind of like broke my heart a little bit. Have you seen what Washington, D.C. looks like right now?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they boarding up stuff?
Boarding up buildings, the tall fences around buildings. Like, it almost looks like they're preparing. This is definitely an exaggeration, and I own it. But it's like they're preparing for a war zone.
Yeah, it's dystopian.
Yes.
I hate it.
Dystopian is the perfect. Because I was watching, and I'm like, what? And I mean, literally, all the glass has been completely boarded up.
Maybe they hid better in the past, but I was a little bit startled by the amount of police presence at my precinct when I voted a couple of days ago.
I didn't see any at mine.
Yeah. I did. It was more than I've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy, right? All right. Enough. So our political attack ads. Now, keep in mind, if you have never heard these before, these are in jest of each other, okay? Because I know a lot of you guys like to look between the lines and go, oh, clearly they don't like each other. We drew names for each other. So it's not like I'm like, oh, I want to attack Abby.
I do have a question, though, because these are like supposed to be 60-second attack ads. Mo.
Huh?
Why are you going in for Burt for 2 whole minutes?
Man, maybe it is personal. Maybe I'm taking his back.
I promise y'all. I looked at the times and was like, oh, I might have went a little too long.
You had a lot to say.
And I didn't even realize it was going to be that long.
Yours was an infomercial.
My bad, bro.
I'm
right.
Like, dude.
I was like, damn.
You got some stuff you got to get up chest?
I was trying to make you do it.
He's ready for it to be the Mo show.
I thought mine was going to be the shortest.
All right, so when we drew, Mo drew me, so his attack ad will be towards me. Abby wrote one for Kristen. Kristen wrote one for Mo, and I wrote one for Abby. So we are starting with Mo's political attack ad for me. Stick around because it's 2 minutes long.
Bert Weiss is not the change we need. When asked about his stance on the importance of diversity in our country, he simply replied,
"Yay, Weiss!"
He's not just hitting the campaign trail. He's hitting below the belt.
I hit a senior citizen man right in the D.
While you're looking for a leader, Bert's just looking for a good time with a side of bad decisions.
My favorite thing to do at Halloween is probably have sex with some skank.
When considering whether you should vote for Bert Weiss, remember, he's not just running for office. He's also running from his past.
It's just itching down there.
Bert's idea of political competition? A game of Survivor without the immunity idol.
Can I kill someone?
Bert Weiss has no problem discriminating. The only candidate with a belly button controversy as deep as his policies.
The first time you see an Audi, it's startling.
You can't trust anything that comes out of the mouth of a man who doesn't care what he puts in it.
They're all jamming into my mouth.
When asked if there was anything Bert has ever been passionate about in his life, his response said it all.
Sometimes porn growing up.
Can we trust a guy who thinks adult education means something entirely different?
It's like a vagina that can't commit.
And we can't afford to commit to Bert Weiss. When his advisors asked him to tone it down on the sexual jokes and focus on his campaign, he responded by inquiring about the whereabouts of his advisor's private parts.
Where'd you go?
Bert Weiss. The only thing he's accountable for is being unaccountable. Vote for a candidate who knows how to lead.
Well, you guys got your money's worth this week.
Well done. Well done.
Nice job. Nice job. I also want to remind people that all of these clips you hear are things we've actually said on the air.
Or off the air. And taken out of context.
Right. Katie, I believe all of this stuff has been said on air, correct?
I believe so.
Oh, no. Some of Abby's I took off the air. Oh. It was recorded off the air.
Birthwise.
No, Tommy said it was fair game. These are just the clips that came to me.
Abby, you're so screwed.
I can't wait for yours. Oh, man.
All right. Abby's political attack ad for Kristen.
This was a little tough.
Kristen Klingscher.
Go ahead. I was just going to say it's tough. Kristen talks a lot about poop. Go ahead.
Kristen Klingshern's squeaky clean image is all a lie.
I've done things in my past that I'm not happy of, but it's who I am.
Displaying promiscuous behavior with random men, like last week when she was
f***ing some dude off.
But won't even give it up to her own husband.
I'm not getting on my knees. They're shot.
If she's disrespecting the sanctity of her own marriage, she won't have respect for anyone else's. When she was asked about gay marriage during Pride Month, she said,
"Before, I had pride. Now I don't have any."
Homophobic much? If it's not her marriage that reeks of maybe it's your golden shower kink.
Oh, I have been urinating on myself for quite some time.
Yuck. Remember, a vote for Kristen is a vote against common decency.
I love poop.
Well played, Abigail. Okay. Yeah. Well played.
Plenty of material. All right.
Woo. Yes.
Kristen, you want to comment on your attack ad for Mo before we play it?
You're welcome.
Mo Mitchell will destroy our country, just like he's destroyed his nasal passages.
Give me the drugs. I take the drugs.
His drug problem is the least of our worries. He frequents brothels to, quote, unquote, support single moms.
Put your junk in the hole and just wait for whatever happens.
Yep. Excuse me?
Put your junk in the hole.
The man couldn't even be bothered to visit a sick child in the hospital.
I don't need to see you. You don't need to see me.
Shame. When asked about world peace, Mo said,
I've always thought like that's the most foolish thing.
A teacher asked him for one singular piece of paper, and Mo exclaimed,
she just asking for too much.
He ran a stop sign and hit a school bus full of children. His excuse?
Probably because I don't like reading.
Mo Mitchell is the worst. When it comes to Mo, vote no.
I'm Kristen Klingscher, and I approve this message.
Well done. Very well done.
Very are sometimes. I hear the clips and I'm like, I never remember him saying
exactly
that.
Exactly that. Yeah. I don't remember half of that.
Yeah, yeah. No, you said you take the drugs.
Abby said that she takes the drugs also. This is my political attack ad for Abby.
Abby Murphy might be a lot of things, but a serious candidate for public office is not one of them. Will she even realize that she's been elected?
I like smoking pot a lot.
Even during the few minutes she isn't high, Abby doesn't seem to grasp any reality.
But I know sometimes you gotta pretty yourself up more than you gotta ugly yourself down or ugly yourself up, whatever it is.
She doesn't take the issues seriously. Remember the time she finally got meetings in the White House to discuss what she called America's biggest concerns? What did she and Kamala talk about?
We were talking about what each other's vaginas look like.
And while she wouldn't reveal the details of her secret meetings with President Biden, she had no problem boasting these lies.
But I have seen his penis.
What?
Hey,
so
yo.
Many times.
The one positive we can say about Abby Murphy, she's very self-aware.
Deep down, I'm pretty stupid.
This is Abby Murphy.
Penis. Penis. Penis.
Sponsored by For the Love of God, Don't Vote for Abby Murphy. We're pretty sure even Abby Murphy would approve this message.
Deep down, I'm pretty stupid.
I do not remember the penis comment.
I think that was a one off the air, baby.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Y'all, job well done.
Well done. Yes. Yes.
Well done.
You did our country proud today. Now get out and vote.
The Bert Show.
You ever have a time where somebody says something to you or they give something to you and initially you feel pretty good about it, but then you start thinking about it and you're like, should I be insulted by this? Rebecca's going through this, our producer right now.
Well, I've got some big news, everybody.
You got an engagement ring!
I'm engaged to in battle
what?
Between my pride and my wallet. And my family.
Well, what are you talking about?
So if you can't see it, I am wearing an engagement ring.
Oh, I can see it all the way from here.
Shiny. Sparkly.
It is real. It is an engagement ring.
It's a lovely solitaire round diamond.
Yeah, it's kind of gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
It is mine, even though I am in no danger of being engaged.
No danger.
Yeah, that is not a threat on my horizon currently. And yet I am still rocking this ring that will one day be mine. The nice thing about being the oldest grandchild is that you get all the really cool heirlooms. Mm-hmm. So, like, all the jewels kind of get passed down through me, and then I just throw the scraps to my younger sisters. So this weekend, I really wasn't expecting to get this one, especially so soon. But my parents came back from a family wedding, and my mom walked over to me on the couch and was like, Rebecca, I have something very special for you. And she presented it to me.
Your mother proposed to you?
She kind of did, honestly. It was very sweet. It was pretty romantic.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers.
She was trying to make it very special. And
I
she
think
opened
that's
the box.
Illegal.
Yeah. Well, it's Georgia. I don't know anymore. She opened the box and there it was. It's my Nana's engagement ring.
Oh, wow.
That's so sweet.
I know. It's so special. And I always knew I was going to get it, but I didn't expect to get it so soon. And I'm excited to have it. Like, it's pretty nice rock, and I like to look at it. Her finger is definitely a lot smaller than mine, so I will need, like, a stick of butter to get it off. But I am kind of thinking, why now? Because, as I said, I am in zero danger of getting engaged. I'm 30. I have no money and no prospects. I am already a burden to my parents, and I'm frightened.
As you should be. I don't want to take it down a sad road, but Nana's still kicking?
Oh, she's still kicking.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, why give you the ring now? Well, don't you date women? I mean, you could be engaged next week.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right. You're getting ahead of this.
You could be living with a woman tomorrow.
Yeah, you had an interaction with somebody on social media. You guys are practically engaged.
That's true. I just have to make eye contact. Well, Nana certainly doesn't know that. Honestly, I think it's because my papa passed away this year. So she thought it was probably the best time to, like, sort of give it to me. But I'm like, okay, is this sort of of, is this like a generous gift or is this some pressure from my entire family who I think conspired together to hand me this ring? Like, do I have to start dating now because they gave this to me?
Because you have an out. You have two sisters, correct?
I do.
And one of them's already married?
One of them is engaged.
Engaged. Okay. Oh, girl, you're good. She bought you time. That was the best thing about my, even though I have a younger brother, he got engaged before me. He got married before me. He had three kids before me. So they're buying you time. You're good.
But she refuses to get married.
Oh,
she won't do it.
Extending this
they
thing.
Just stay engaged and they have zero plans for a wedding. And I'm like, why didn't you give it to them? Give some pressure to them.
That's perfect. It's even more time. If she's pushing off this engagement, if they're engaged for 7 years, they're not even going to be thinking about your engagement until the end of it.
So you think this was a calculated move on Nana's part?
Oh, 100%.
To put your foot on the accelerator.
Trying
absolutely.
To manifest it.
She wants a great grandbaby, doesn't she?
Oh, she certainly does. That I know for certain.
And if it's a Nana, she's like, you got to be married before you can have a baby. So she's like, we got to kick this along.
But you indicated Nana doesn't really know you're like, you're sort of playing for both teams.
I'm part of the LGBT mafia.
Yes. Yeah.
No, she, the alphabet mafia. No, she does not know. She
no
does
comment.
Watch the Facebook videos and she has kind of hinted to my mom, like, does Rebecca have any, is she like a big ally? I love how much she talks about it. But no, she's not currently aware.
You're a real hands-on ally.
Yeah. And I'm not going to tell her because I want to keep the rock.
But do you think she would rescind the engagement ring if she knew?
I don't think she would like fully come out with it and be like, oh, give it back. But she'd be like, do you even need it with two women?
So it's almost like the unsaid secret. Like if I don't say anything about it, then I don't have to acknowledge it.
It's very don't ask, don't tell Nana. Like... Like, yeah, it's a little underground secret.
Yeah, I just say keep wearing it, man, and when the questions come, the questions come.
Well, I don't know if I can take it off, so whatever first date I have, it's gonna be there.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of controversial jewelry, Kim Kardashian is sparking a little bit of controversy on the Twitter after she wore jewelry from an A-lister who has passed away. So this is not the first time Kim K has done something like this. I mean, she already caused a ton of controversy when she decided to walk the Met Gala red carpet wearing a dress from Marilyn Monroe. It had never been worn by anybody else except for Marilyn Monroe when she sung Happy Birthday, Mr. President to JFK. And that's it. Like, it's been in a museum ever since, but they brought it out for Kim K to wear. And then it sparked some controversy because Kim K's got a little bit of a donk and it stretched it out just a little bit, caused a couple of tears. And people were like, you just took this piece of history and didn't ruin it, but you definitely tarnished its original condition. So now Kim Kardashian has been photographed stepping out in another iconic celebrity's piece of jewelry. She was wearing a $200,000 cross necklace from Princess Diana. And now people are making all kinds of comments and jokes on social media because it's now becoming this ongoing thing where it's like, how, like, basically if a celeb dies, like, lock up that closet door because Kim Kardashian is coming for your wardrobe. Someone said, Kim Kardashian is trying so hard by wearing iconic pieces originally worn by deceased people and always ending up missing the mark and coming off as tacky. It needs to be studied. It's embarrassing.
All I noticed was her boobs.
what is like her goal in doing this and just constantly wearing
this? Yeah. I mean, this, she's getting paid for
right
this.
Now.
Yeah. This is so good for her. This is her job.
It's just funny the stark difference in what, how Princess Diana wore it as opposed to how Kim Kardashian wore it. And I think that's what's got everybody in a frenzy.
She wore it fully covered. Princess Diana wore it fully covered up in like a very thick velvet outfit. And then you see Kim Kardashian wearing the same thing. And of course, side by side, it's a little jarring because the first thing you notice is not the $200,000 piece of jewelry that one of the most famous women on earth wore. It was her boobies. But I think what she really is, I think she's actually making a statement with both of these items. First, the Marilyn Monroe dress, and then second, the Princess Diana piece of jewelry. I think, genuinely, Kim Kardashian wants to be compared and considered a peer of these iconic women. Like, I think she's wearing these outfits as kind of like an homage to like, oh, I'm on these women level.
I don't know.
The level of these women.
The whole lifestyle seems so exhausting to me. I do follow her on Instagram because we sort of have to be in the know, but just the amount of time that they have to they spend taking pictures and getting dressed and then figuring out exactly how to stay in the news and keep this kind of buzz. It must be exhausting for them.
100%, but they're billionaires. So, I mean, once you've made your money and you're just sitting in your mansion, what do you got to do other than raise your kids and take a photo or two? All right, Tom Holland has been going viral on social media because of something he admitted about his girlfriend, Zendaya. In a recent interview, he was asked about his most recent Google search, and the people swooned when he said this.
The last thing I knew was actually Zendaya. Damn.
It's kind of iconic.
I'm not on socials.
Yeah.
And I delete it when I'm not using it. So sometimes, like, it's more of a bit of an anxiety thing, but, like, I'll check to see that, like, everything's good and just make sure we're all cool. So I just give a little Google, look through the news. I'm like, she's good.
That's really sweet.
It's so sweet. It's like being protective digitally. Like, I just want to make sure my girlfriend's doing good on Google. The women are going crazy over his answer.
He's like her digital white knight.
It's so sweet. All right, contestants on Jeopardy were completely stunned when they got a series of questions about hip-hop music, and none of them had the answers to it.
Sub me in, coach.
Bring Mel off the bench.
Phone a friend.
It was a little embarrassing.
Rap genres, 1,200.
Billboard says the album Trap Music by this rapper and actor introduced trap to the masses. That's T.I.
Rap genres, 1,600.
With the Triggerman beat, rappers like Big Frida innovate in this rap subgenre that sounds like what you'd do on a trampoline. You would bounce. Back to you, Greg.
Rap genres, 2,000.
In 2024, this star of the country rap genre appeared on Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter and had a number one country hit with a bar song, Tipsy. Greg.
Who is Shaboozy?
It is.
Yay.
Finally, we got a win. Yeah. Finally, we got a win.
We had to go to Shaboozy to get it.
Mayonnaise, Martha Stewart, and Jeopardy.
We had to go to country hip-hop.
Finally got a little bit of crossover, but yeah, Jeopardy definitely not showing out for the rap genre. Finally, so glad somebody got a win at the end with Shaboozy, who is still at number one for the 16th week in a row with a bar song. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
$1 million is nothing but a hassle. Nothing but a hassle, right?
It can be. And I'm very curious as to how the parents on the show would react to this situation if you found yourself in it. So before I tell you about this prank, which got a very genuine reaction out of the dad, question for you guys. If you have a teenage child and they still live under your roof, do you feel as if they are obligated to tell you how much money they have? If they're working.
You mean if they're like a streamer or something like that?
Right.
And they're making a ridiculous amount of money?
Or I don't know how much money, just in general.
Well, I mean, if you're under my roof and I'm paying the mortgage and I'm paying the electric bill and I'm paying the hot water bill and I'm buying the groceries and I think it should be, I don't think I have a right to any of it, but I think it would be right to disclose it. I'm not asking that you have to pay me, but... Yeah, I think just to help you make wise investment choices and to protect your finances as somebody who is older and wiser and been there and done that, and made money mistakes and learned. Yeah, I would like to know so I could just guide my child the best way I could.
Same. No, I need to know. Same thing. I don't want any of it. I'm not entitled to any of it.
But I need to know so I can help you make those investments, make sure that you're not getting scammed, make sure you submit for taxes properly. You're still a child. Mm-hmm. And while I can recognize that money is yours, you don't know how to handle it properly like an adult would. So I'm going to teach you. And then you can we can decide together, do you want to invest it? Do you want to spend it? But I want to make sure that it's done properly.
I think it depends, because if you're just working at Chick-fil-A, like, there's really nothing you're going to do with that $15 or $8 an hour that you're getting that is going to ruin your financial future. I'll make sure your taxes get done, and that's about it. However, if my kid comes home with some Gucci, I'm going to want to see those receipts. Because if you're bringing in a significant amount of money and you're 14, 15, 16, and you happen to be a YouTuber or a TikToker or whatever, I would see it being irresponsible as a parent to not help that child know how to handle an adult amount of money.
There are a lot of variables here, but in a situation in my mind, if you have a teen and as parents, you are not super comfortable or well off and that teen is making money and living under your roof, then I certainly think that they should be contributing to the home.
So this was interesting to me because this video went viral. It's this guy named Mandeces, who's pretty much mostly known for being a reality star. And he does not know at all that he's being pranked by his son. But he caused a lot of the parents to conversate about his reaction to his son's prank.
Hello, good evening. Thank you for calling the Navy Federal Bank. This is Charles speaking. How may I help you?
How you doing? I have some questions. I'm going to see my account balance.
Okay, can I have your first and last name and the last four digits of your social security number?
Mandeces R. Harris, and the last four digits of social is...
Okay, I see here your current balance is $1,564.10.
That's funny.
Sounds about right. Wait, hold on. How much you say? Say that again?
$1,564.
Wait, you said 1 million? He said 1 million?
Yeah, that sounds about
he said a whole, that's a million?
And some change, right?
Yo, nah, you kidding me. Yo, listen, nah. A million? He got a million?
You chill.
But you got a million still in my house? And I still pay your car note? Hello? Wait, time out.
Yes,
time out. Hold on, time out. You mean to tell me you got a million? No, I don't give that. You got $1 million?
No, sir.
I'm talking to you.
Dad.
You got $1 million?
Yeah.
And I'm still paying your car note? And you don't pay no bills in here?
What are you doing? What are you talking about?
Hey, hold on. You mean to tell me you got $1 million?
Hey, the BC.
Where you get that from?
YouTube.
I gotta tell
you, that's funny.
I'm with Pops.
Are you really?
I am with Pops.
I see.
Pops is paying for the car. Pops is paying for everything else. And if the kid had $1 million in the bank, which clearly is a very good prank,
it is.
But if this was reality, yeah, you're paying for your own car. You're paying for your own gas. Hell yes.
Why?
Because, well, again, I don't know what their financial situation is, but if Pops is struggling and he is paying the car note, if that kid can afford to do it himself, do it yourself. No. This is a lesson in being capable.
You and I are on
hell
the
yeah.
No, you and I are on the complete opposite side of the spectrum. Like, if I found that out, like if my little Jimmy Jam later on and I found out he's got $1.5 million in the bank or whatever, I would feel some sort of way that he didn't share that with me so, like, we could, you know, like, invest properly, but... I chose to have a kid. That kid is still underage. And my responsibility is that child. It's not that child's responsibility to help pay the mortgage, to help pay the bills, to help buy groceries. No, he was like, I provide, if anything, as a parent, I am hella proud that I raised a kid that is so savvy that he was able to accrue $1.5 million. I'm like, get it.
I'm with Kristen on this one.
Hell
I'm
with no.
You. Thank you.
I am too.
I'm with because it wouldn't be. Yeah. So you're only going to make, like, if you got a couple kids, right? And obviously one is doing very well. He's doing better than the others. You're going to force that kid to have to carry a weight that the other two don't simply because they're doing better in life?
Yes.
No, you're punishing the one that's succeeding.
Look, me paying for your car is not a foregone conclusion. You're not entitled for me to pay for your car. If you can pay for your own car and your own gas, I'm proud that you can do that. Pay for your own car and your own gas.
But that's not contributing to the household. That's paying for like an extra privilege for you to have. Like we're talking, I think, and if you take the struggle out of it, because there are a lot of families who are working multiple jobs. So let's pretend that you can afford things pretty comfortably. In my mind, I'm like, my kid is set for life now because I can help teach them how to invest and they will never have to worry about money because of the work they did. But same thing, you're under my roof. The essentials, which I don't think a car is an essential, but the rest of the essentials are covered by me.
Again, we're talking about variables here. So in my house, he wouldn't be paying for any of the bills or anything like that. I'm doing okay. But in homes where they might be struggling or barely getting by, this is a home, but you are part of that home. You are part of that family, and you should contribute if your parents are busting their ass and having a hard time paying the bills.
I don't feel like that should be your responsibility until you are, like, of age, of as an adult. If you happen to come across a lick at 14, 15, I don't think that that forces you to have to be, like, the head of the household.
So what if, it, like, so, Abby, you have this $1.5 million, and your brother does not. Mm-hmm. And you guys are both under the same roof, and your parents are expecting to help you contribute, but your brother doesn't have to. How is that going to affect the family dynamic?
Oh, my brother will never speak to me, but what else is new?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let me give you a surprising fact, maybe, based on the conversation and the debate that we had just a couple of minutes ago about this $1 million prank. You want to reset that real quick?
It was Mandisi's, a reality star. His son ran a prank on him that ended up going viral where he had one of his friends call him and he put him on speakerphone and he had the friend pretend to be the bank. And the bank tells the friend out loud that he has $1.5 million in his bank account, to which Mandisi's was not very happy to hear that he was still living under his roof while paying, having his car note paid for with that kind of money in his bank.
So we got into this healthy debate that if your kid is making $1.5 million, right, should he be contributing to the house and bills and stuff like that? And I was the only one that said, yeah, if you're making $1.5 million and you're in a family that could use the help, then the kid, the teen, should be helping out. So I'll double down on this. This will surprise you guys. I could afford to pay my kid's gas and maintenance on his car and stuff like that, but I don't. So this is the second time that I've paid for a car for him, and he is responsible for paying me every month for his car, and I don't pay for his oil, I don't pay for the gas, I don't pay for the tires on his car or anything. That's his responsibility. Whereas what you guys were saying is, would you help your sons out if they were teens in that case?
If that is a situation that you have set up, then that's great. But if you were paying for everything and then you just happened, this is where I'm coming from. If you were already paying for everything and then you just happen to find out your kid has $1.5 million and then you're like, oh, now you need to chip in. I don't think that's fair. But yeah, like I paid for my gas when I had a car. Except, no, I agree with all that. As far as like, I don't feel like a car is a right. I feel like it's a privilege and it's also a very big responsibility.
And it's more than just driving. The responsibility is way more than just driving.
Because of the insurance and the gas and the maintenance and all of that. Lord knows I hit my fair share of things when I first started driving because I sucked at it. Still do. I love to hit curbs. But if that's what you've established in your home ahead of time, then fine. But if you didn't and you were paying for everything and you find out that your kid's got $1.5 million and then all of a sudden like, no, you got to cough up money. I don't think that's fair.
This is probably not a popular opinion, but I want my kid to be a little bit stressed out. I want him to be a little bit stressed out on how he's going to balance his grades with his social life and soccer and pay for his car and maintenance on his car. These are the things to me when he's gone in a year and he's at whatever school he's going to and graduates. These are the building blocks. I don't want him so stressed out that it's debilitating, but I want him to work through these problems.
I'm not mad at that at all. Like my dad raised me the same way. He wanted me to be responsible and I think it paid off. I'm with Kristen on the change part. Like, if your rules are your rules, if that's the rules that are established in the house, then that's completely fine. But I feel like to change the rules suddenly because you found out that your kid is doing a little better than you thought, to me, that's where it's a bit unfair.
Yeah, I also find the argument of, like, wanting to stress your kid out a little funky. Mm-hmm. Like, my parent, for me, all my stress is internal. I came out the womb anxious. And it's like, life is hard enough that for me, like, when my parents offered to purchase me a car and also handle all of the bills until, you know, I was financially independent, they did it because they wanted me to be able to focus on everything else. They're like, we don't want you to have to focus on a job and schoolwork and, you know, trying to get an XYZ university when we have the ability to be able to take that one thing off of your plate. But if that's the agreement and it's like, okay, I'm giving you this gift, and then for you to go around and like punish the kid for taking those opportunities and thriving, it just seems really backwards to now like take that gift back.
To me, teaching a kid how to be capable isn't punishment. I understand what your parents and their philosophy on it. And most of his friends' parents pay for the whole thing. They gave him a car, they give him gas, they give him maintenance. All of them do. He's like, Dad, you know, you're the only one that I know that doesn't. And I'm like, well, that's great for your friends. For me, again, it is, I'm not looking to stress him out, but what I am looking to do is build his capable muscle. And that only happens by getting a little bit stressed out and figuring out how things work.
I mean, I think the thing at the end of the day is everybody wants their kid to do the best, like to succeed. And it's, if you cover that stuff and your kid's not stressed, are they going to be able to go and pursue something like making $1 million on YouTube? You know your kid best and what they're going to do with that extra time. In Abby's case, her parents knew mm-hmm. she was going to throw herself into school and a job hunt and all that stuff. So I think at the end of the day, it varies so much parent by parent and financial situation by financial situation. Like, if I'm struggling and I find to make ends meet and I find out my kid has $1 million they're hiding from me, I am...
Now he's teaching you how to deal with stress.
I'm like, let's go ahead and film a course because clearly I need on how to do this.
I want to throw this out there because I feel like it's important. Just make sure you don't punish your capable child. So if there are siblings, if there are multiple kids, there can be instances where, oh, well, since that one's capable, then they can take care of X, Y, Z, and I don't need to help. Oh, this one over here is not capable, so I'm going to put more input in, give a little more extra effort to them and help them out more, because then it becomes imbalanced. So just because, and I see this in the workforce a lot, just because somebody is capable doesn't mean more should be put on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. And like, yes, you should expect the same from both, no matter their capability levels, and you shouldn't cater to one over the other, i.e. punish the capable one mm-hmm. just because they're capable. Mm-hmm.
I think what a lot of people, especially like eldest daughters here, is from their parents or like their superiors, is I don't worry about you. And I think they think that's a compliment, and it is so not mm-hmm. a compliment, because it's like, well, why aren't you? I'm still, this is my first time doing this too. I'm still trying to figure it out. Maybe worry about me a little bit.
Hi, first daughter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Levi.
Wow, that hit a nerve.
You really did.
Happy for president.
Yay! I take back my political attack ad. Levi, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Bert, what's going on? How are you?
Great, man. How are you?
Good. I agree with you. I am 39, got raised by more conservative families, and I worked, you know, starting in high school and did landscaping and all of that. And when I made money, you know, my dad had me paying for half of my car. He said, whatever you made, mm-hmm. I'll pitch in half and help you buy it. And then all the gas and things like that, I was able to pay for. And it built a lot of responsibility for myself that I brought to today.
Yeah, I think it's just different philosophies on how you're going to raise your kids. And you really do have to know your kid at the end of the day. And everybody's different and every family is different. There is no right. There is no wrong.
All right, we want to remind you guys to make sure you check out the Bert Show podcast, because we did our political attack ads earlier today. Some of them are not kid friendly. In fact, all of them are not kid friendly. So we're going to give you a little taste here. But again, all of them can be found at the Bert Show podcast.
Abby Murphy might be a lot of things, but a serious candidate for public office is not one of them. Will she even realize that she's been elected?
I like smoking pot a lot.
Even during the few minutes she isn't high, Abby doesn't seem to grasp any reality.
But I know sometimes you gotta pretty yourself up more than you gotta ugly yourself down or ugly yourself up, whatever it is.
She doesn't take the issues seriously. Remember the time she finally got meetings in the White House to discuss what she called America's biggest concerns? What did she and Kamala talk about?
We were talking about what each other's vaginas look like.
And while she wouldn't reveal the details of her secret meetings with President Biden, she had no problem boasting these lies.
But I have seen his penis.
What?
Hey,
so
yo.
Many times.
The one positive we can say about Abby Murphy, she's very self-aware.
Deep down, I'm pretty stupid.
This is Abby Murphy.
Penis, penis, penis.
Sponsored by For the Love of God, Don't Vote for Abby Murphy. We're pretty sure even Abby Murphy would approve this message.
Deep down, I'm pretty stupid.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.